channel.
Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're going to talk about the Fredericksburg Regional Continuum of Care this morning and the George Washington Regional Commission. And three people in studio with us. Sam Shukas is back with us this morning. Sam, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. Also from the same office is Megan Samples. Megan, great to have you here.
Hi, good morning. So glad to be back.
And Austin Pagic is here. And Austin, we're going to give you a chance to introduce yourself. you've only been in the office doing this only for a couple of weeks.
Yes, correct.
Welcome to the region.
Thank you so much. Yes, I've been here. I think I moved over here a little over 2 weeks ago. So I'm still learning the region, trying to get used to the area, and just here to learn and happy to be here.
So talk about why you're here and just you know what you're here with.
Yes, so I mean I started off in during my time in college. I went to the University of Denver in Colorado. During my time there, I did a lot of study on affordable housing and different housing issues in the region, and specifically in the region. I started to look at opportunities over here in Virginia. Met Sam and felt like the interview went pretty well, and now I'm here trying to learn about Fredericksburg and find different solutions and apply those solutions to the region, help out.
what are some of your goals? What are some of the things you hope to accomplish while you're here?
Honestly, the first couple of weeks has just been trying to get my bearings and truly understand the region. But I feel like long term, if I can help these two make a difference with lowering rent in the region and really maintaining affordable housing in Fredericksburg, I feel like that'd be the ultimate goal.
We often hear about the continuum of care has become such an important part, Sam, of the community. Talk about what the continuum of care is all about.
Yeah, so the continuum of care focuses on homelessness. We are the strategic planning body for the region. So we bring together a bunch of different partners across the region. And we've been doing that work for about 10 years over at the George Washington Regional Commission. We do a lot of different things. We focus on anything that rises above one locality concern at the commission. And so we do everything from homelessness to housing, environmental, economic development, and a lot of transportation. So we've been running the continuum of care for about 10 years, and then in the last 2 or 3 years have really gotten more into the affordable housing realm. So our team name changed. We're now Housing and Community Health, so homelessness falls under that. But we've expanded what our view looks like around how we help support the continuum of housing in our community. So we now have what we call the Regional Housing Assembly, which mirrors the organization factors of the continuum of care, but is focused on housing at all levels. Mm. And so it's really the Regional Housing Assembly who brings together stakeholders across all of affordable housing, from developers, realtors, people who are experiencing it, nonprofits, legal, locality staff that are building policy around zoning, to really talk about how we make a difference for affordable housing in our area.
Having something like this Regional Housing Assembly, it seems, would really educate all of the stakeholders in some of those groups that you talked about that may not have known as much about the needs with housing.
Yeah, so the assembly actually was born out of the community health assessment that the hospital and the health department did together about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
From that, they developed the community health improvement plan, which identified three major areas of focus for our community, affordable housing being one of them. And so one of their main goals was building a cohesive regional voice around what needs to be done around affordable housing. And so that's where the assembly kind of comes in. So we have people who've been doing this forever and have been silently telling us what the issues are for a long time.
Yeah.
to the health department, who is like, how does a health department help in affordable housing? And so I think it is a big educational factor. One of the big things that we focused on last year was exactly that. We became really focused on bringing awareness to what is affordable housing when we say that and what does that look like. So in October of last year, we actually held our first regional housing summit. I believe I was in here about September talking to you about that.
And by the time you were in here, I remember last September, the housing summit itself had been was sold out.
It was. So we had over 200 people come to that summit last October to talk about affordable housing. And we were really throwing spaghetti at the wall with that, which is we were just trying to figure out what would stick and what would resonate with our community, a community who for a long time has said affordable housing is not an issue, but also not being on the same page about what we're talking about. And so from that, we have actually coalesced around three major goals. Building a rehab program to preserve housing in our community, developing some kind of funding and development entity to be able to have funding available for new stock, and then helping our localities have affordable housing be a key part in their comprehensive plans, which is a requirement, but how do we build that into something that's really usable for their comprehensive plan updates?
Megan Samples, you deal with a whole lot of things, and this has been a big one, I guess, in your time over with the George Washington Regional Commission, and just even living in this area, I guess you've seen, it seems like there's such a greater emphasis now in people are trying to come together and try to learn about this issue.
Oh yeah, I think that's a really salient point. It is becoming more and more prevalent, I think, because you're seeing really the impacts of lack of affordable housing really across the gambit, from housing sales to rental prices. In our region, and of course it's a national conversation too, but you know, it really impacts everything about a local economy when you're talking about housing. And I think something that we've noticed too, especially in a regional office that focuses on all sorts of issues with the commission, just the intersections of all those things, transportation, housing, economic development. Housing really is the root of how people can come to a community, live in the community that they work in. And that is, you know, important and salient, not just for the community members that live there, but, you know, the businesses that want to have a presence in communities, whether that's small business, large corporations. And it really is becoming more and more prevalent. And to Sam's point about, you know, the comprehensive plan and how communities really build their long-term planning around these issues, I think it's particularly important right now as we're watching Fredericksburg and other localities work on their comprehensive plans. Mm-hmm. And so it's a big opportunity to continue that conversation.
Well, and you think about just about businesses themselves coming here, and you want to hire people, and it's one thing to hire them, but then they've got to find a place to be able to live, and if they can't, because that's such an issue around here.
Yes.
Finding a place that you can afford.
Yes, it is. And it's so challenging, you know, and people want to live in the communities that they work in,
yeah.
Right? Like, we want to be able to, you know, utilize cars less and walk to work, especially when you're looking at kind of downtown areas with like Fredericksburg, or, you know, areas that are planned communities out in the localities. And it, you know, we really are seeing the impact of that difficulty and the downstream impacts of that impact our work on homelessness as well. You know, you have more and more people that are really struggling and are really deeply cost burdened by rent prices, meaning they spend so much of their income on housing. It makes it really difficult for those people to then go out and spend money to support other small businesses that keep communities going. So it really is a multifaceted issue, and I think people are having that conversation more and more in all different, you know, levels of community members, government, all sorts of things. So
the next housing summit is October 24th. We'll talk about that when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
We are talking Fredericksburg Regional Continuum of Care. Sam Shukas is here along with Megan Samples and Austin Padgett as we talk about this. Fredericksburgcoc.org, I think, is the website.
Yes.
And there is a Facebook page too, but we're going to spend probably the rest of our time really focusing a lot on this this housing summit on October 24th. What do we need to know?
Yeah, so this is our second housing summit. It's October 24th. It's from about 9 to 4. It's over at the Fredericksburg Expo. We will have a reception following at the FredNet, so we're really excited about that partnership to really provide some time for folks to get to know each other and network after the event. But we have increased capacity this year so that we could provide more tickets to folks who were not able to get in last year. So we have about 250. We are at about 45% sold. Tickets are only $25.
That's a deal.
It's a deal. We offer you breakfast, lunch. We'll have hors d'oeuvres and some drinks over at the reception, so please come join us. But this year is really focused on those three priorities, mm-hmm. where last year it was anything affordable housing could come forward. This year we have two breakout sessions where each of them will have three consecutive sessions, each one focusing on one of those three priorities. So we actually have some really great folks from across the state coming. One thing last year that we heard from folks is, how do we move from the theoretical to the actual obtainable solutions? So this year we're really focusing on what communities are already doing things and what are doing them well. So we have some on community land banks and what that looks like, housing trust funds, people who have done large comprehensive plan updates and having them come. We will also, our keynote speaker is Jonathan Nomph and Kim McClellan. They are kicking off the release of their regional housing gaps analysis that they're finishing up in September. So that's looking at our entire region and really trying to figure out what is our housing needs altogether. So that'll be kicked off at the summit, and then we'll have our breakout sessions to really talk about tangible solutions.
A housing gap study, though, boy, that's you think about that, and you think about just these things that we've been talking about, Megan. That's something that will really be helpful, I would think, to localities.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's going to provide so much data, and that's being led, as Sam was saying, Kim McClellan, just with the Fredericksburg Area Association of Realtors.
Yeah.
I'm sure many of your listeners will be familiar. And Jonathan Knopp with Housing Forward Virginia. And so Housing Forward Virginia has also helped us with our housing study in 2020 as well. And so this is going to be a great complement to that, especially so much has shifted in the market with housing, with the economy overall since COVID. And so the housing gaps analysis that they are conducting is really going to give localities a tangible data set to really work with and to see how that's impacting people in the community.
I would think for the Continuum of Care and the George Washington Regional Commission, to have something like that will be really helpful to go to localities, because some localities sometimes will say, it's not really a problem here. It's a problem, you know, it's everybody's in the city, but it's not. It's just we've talked about some of these issues. They're region wide.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And it looks different for every community, right?
Yeah.
Like an urban center versus more suburban versus rural. All of those issues really intersect in a way that's very specific. And so really in line with what Sam was talking about, a lot of the feedback that we got at the last summit was, we would really like to see some tangible ways to move forward, you know, as individual communities, but also as a region, and how do we create that collaboration to really move forward on a way that is going to drive some solution-oriented conversations around housing. And so the housing gaps analysis really falls in line with that. Mm-hmm. And so it's a perfect time to really kick it off at the summit. We're really excited that they're willing to, you know, share that. And then the sessions themselves are also going to be focusing on how we could utilize that data. So it's really going to be focused on sustainable solutions that could work for our region.
I remember last year, Sam, you were really excited that such a wide cross-section of the community came and spent some time. And I think it kind of showed everybody that the people are interested in this, and to have to take that next step and look at solutions, because a lot of times localities will do these studies, and the complaint by a lot of people is they're in a nice binder and they get put on a shelf. Now you're taking that next step.
Yeah, and I think we're doing it pretty immediately to kick off the gaps analysis, and then within the hour say, okay, so how do we use it?
Right.
But I think what's really wonderful about the summit, it's a lot of work, and I keep kicking myself for ever doing it, but it does have a wonderful impact to bring a ton of people together.
Yeah.
Last year, we had representatives from all five of our jurisdictions, whether that be elected officials or staff. We had developers, we had builders, we had community people who are looking for affordable housing. We had nonprofits. We had healthcare, understanding the social determinants of health, and that housing is a big part of that. We had homeless folks or homeless nonprofits. So really anyone from our community who touches housing, which is everybody, you're either living in housing, struggling with housing, or working with someone who's living or struggling in housing, really anybody could come. So we're excited to be able to offer it to more people and to see the response that we have really grow. And I think folks already looking at the sign-up list, folks that weren't able to get in last time, or even new sectors are joining us this time. So we're really excited to have them all in the same room and provide them with lots of time to learn and to network together.
And then the networking seems like that would just be really valuable, to have various people involved, or people who don't have, aren't involved and don't know who to talk to, be able to see that.
They'll be stuck in a room, so they can't escape. There will be food, there'll be drinks, and there'll be lovely music. Corey Blanche is actually going to play for us, him and
Jonathan Brown.
Thank you. So we're really excited to offer a really nice, calm space for all of us to be together and be able to force each other into conversation.
It is, again, on the 24th, and there's much more to talk about this as we go along. But, Austin, you've been sitting there, and I have felt sorry for you that you're not involved in this conversation. But from your perspective, and you've only been here a few weeks, but as somebody that comes as a college student, and you come into an area like this, but really any area, you move here, and you got to find a place to live.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that can be kind of challenging. Especially when you are coming from college,
yes.
Right? And I'm assuming that's what you are.
Yes, it's a challenging process. I mean, when it comes to looking at these new communities, I mean, as someone who just come out of college, you see a lot of apartments that say you have an income requirement or something just to really get your grounds and a credit check and stuff. And I'm still in the process of building that and processing that, which definitely made the process harder.
Yeah,
I mean, in order to really, truly have an affordable process. I mean, most scenarios, most people my age, as far as friends that moved here, it's non-negotiable to at least find a roommate in that process. So yeah, it was a challenge, but I mean, that's kind of how it is at this point. I mean, as someone young coming to the new area, you just have to do what you can in order to afford rent.
And I think what's really lovely about Austin coming from Denver, Colorado,
yes.
And then coming to our area,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
I think Austin brings the perspective of what it is like to live in a very large urban area, and to realize it's just as challenging here as it is in Denver.
Yes.
And I think Beck Delora, who was previous to Austin, came from Chicago to King George.
Mm-hmm.
She brought the same thing.
Yeah.
And I think what's really wonderful is what we're trying to help our region understand is we're not talking about always people who are low income, people who are single moms or criminal backgrounds, right? We're not talking about our hardest to serve mm-hmm. all of the time. It's our regular people as well that are struggling. Everybody's struggling. Everyone is usually one paycheck away from making it work, especially with our housing. And so I think with Austin, and we've had a few folks of even our locality staff members coming forward to say, I work for you in Stafford, and I bought a house in Caroline because I can't afford to live here. It brought new light for our localities who have continuously said it's not an issue for us.
that's the great thing about this, that you are able to look at it, because it is. It's everybody talks about it. And a few years ago, you would talk about Caroline and King George as places you could go, and even Orange, places you could go if you had to, because you could find affordable housing. And even the prices there now are getting to be kind of prohibitive. So it really is an issue. Did you? So I'm assuming then, Austin, you have a roommate.
I have, yes.
So
my wonderful partner of 3 years.
Yeah.
She's working more towards the DC area, so we kind of split the difference. I am living a little bit north, but I mean, yeah.
Yeah. And so those are the stories. Your story is what we hear all around. Did you did it take you a little bit of time?
It did, yeah. We applied for a couple different units, and it was definitely a bit of a challenge, a little bit of like really watching the market intently, because I mean, if we got lucky with our place, they had lowered the rent I think the day we applied, and I don't know if we would have been able to afford our place if they hadn't made that move,
right?
So it was definitely a little bit, for me at least, there was a little bit of luck in that process, and I'm grateful to be here.
and I'm guessing to do this now, you really have to have a strategy.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just, you can't just come and, you know, look at various places and think, this is where I want. Mm-hmm. You kind of have to, you do have to have a strategy and kind of understand what the market looks like.
Yeah, totally agree with you, because it's changing so much every day. I mean, the unit below me in my apartment complex, I think they're trying to rent that out for a couple $100 more than what we're paying. It's just the you can see these prices change almost daily at this point, which can make it really challenging for someone who is trying to find a place and they think they have that place, and they check the next day and it's $300 more than they were going to originally pay for. And
that $300, you just can't.
Yeah,
you can't ignore that.
It can make a huge difference, exactly. So the market's fluctuating every day, and it doesn't make it easier on residents here. And you see that around the world. I mean, like Sam said, I think that's why she brought me in, was because that's also the case in these big cities too. My rent's not that much cheaper than it was in Denver, which I think shows in part what you were saying about it's still high here.
Yeah. And I think, you know, we've been working in the last week or so very closely with our housing locator, who helps locate housing for a lot of our people who are coming into our homeless housing programs. At one point, he was finding three units to show them and they would have a choice. They don't have that anymore.
Yeah.
He's showing them the one as soon as he finds it and having a realistic conversation about what's the availability ongoing. So I think it does limit the choices for folks. They're making hard decisions about what their life looks like and where they want to live and giving up things that they want. And I think that's a part of life, but at the same time, it's really difficult. And I think even on just the homeless side, which is the most extreme side, right? Like, we're looking for the lowest units. It is not unheard of that we pay double security deposit. It is not unheard of that we have folks in shelter for a year before they find the place for them because rents are so high.
We are talking Fredericksburg Regional Continuum of Care and the second annual Regional Housing Summit, and we'll continue on and talk about how you can get involved with that on October the 24th. Sam Shukas is here, Megan Samples, and Austin Padgett from the George Washington Regional Commission. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:31.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station focused on Fredericksburg. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Megan Sample, Sam Shukas, and Austin Padgett here this morning from the George Washington Regional Commission and the Fredericksburg Regional Continuum of Care. October 24th is this second annual Regional Housing Summit at the Fredericksburg Expo and Conference Center. You said, Sam, that about 40% tickets have been sold, and we're a long ways away. I mean, if you want to go to this, don't wait, because you'll be in that group again. I remember last year we did the show, and it was a great show, but we had to keep saying, but you can't go. So we did it. We got together earlier this year.
We usually have the highest ticket sales the month before. So I really expect in the month of September for tickets to really start selling. So yes, if you want a ticket, please get a ticket now. You can actually get tickets on our website, gwregion.org, and you'll look under Housing and Community Health, and you'll see the summit on there. There's a big Get Tickets button, and it is, again, only $25. We are encouraging folks who would like to come who are currently living in affordable housing or looking for affordable housing. If the ticket price is a cost burden for them, there is a code. It's Housing 2024, and they're able to use that to get a free ticket. We would like those voices in the room, but $25 to help us cover costs of the event, and for those who that would impair them from being able to come, we do have that option for them.
I know with the continuum of care, Megan, when you have often strived to have people that have experienced homelessness or deal with these issues, like Sam just said, to have people in the room at something like this who it's more than just, yeah, I've read about it, or to have somebody that really lives it up close would really add to this whole day.
Yes, absolutely. We really do take that lived experience very seriously. Many of the staff members that are working in agencies, both working on affordable housing and homelessness, have lived experience of either homelessness or housing insecurity themselves. And to Sam's point, we really want those people in the room so that you're making decisions that are based on real people's lives and experiences, and not just a top-down approach from policy. That's really important. Really, I think across the spectrum of programs that GWRC really works on.
Well, I think as we talk about this in just numbers, and even when you mentioned the numbers that the Fredericksburg Area Association of Builders puts out, which is just great, it gives you really a snapshot. But something like this, you just get together, and it's more than just numbers. That we forget, we're ultimately talking about people and, you know, their lives and their struggles.
Yes, absolutely. It can be if you zoom out and you only look at the numbers, it can really impact how those policies become or don't become human-centered, right? And so that is a critical piece of the work that we are doing, is to always have that human-centered approach on every level. And that's from a leadership perspective, that's on committee level, that's, you know, people that we're working with in the community. We are working on a number of new initiatives. And so anytime we try to pull in something new or different, we really rely on experiences of people in whatever sector that is. And so for folks to be able to come to the housing summit, even if that ticket price is a cost burden, we want to make sure that we have options for people, and that goes for, you know, people working in agencies that are working on the issues as well.
Just to have something like this available and getting people together, it's so interesting to me as you watch local government and how things like this, or one of the things that I've noticed over the last few years, the Rappahannock United Way and the Alice program that they have gotten out over the years, you have so many elected officials talking about that or even making decisions, funding decisions about that. And I know that's you kind of mentioned that too, Sam, that, you know, ultimately by educating people, you hope that the people that control money can you know, this will impact them. And I guess that's one of the hopes that you're educating elected officials beyond about their locality and maybe even beyond their locality.
Yeah, I think a lot of the work that we do starts at a ground level of basic education. It's buy-in to say, let's even have the conversation. From there, we start to talk about, well, how do we actually do this work? And so one of the things that we are really big on at George Washington Regional Commission is the education piece, but also the technical assistance. We have an awesome staff who do a ton of work, and I don't think most people know who we are.
Oh, they don't, and that is an issue, because, like, as you talked about, what you two do with housing is awesome, But you know, it's with transportation and other things.
Yeah, and so we've been doing this work for a long time. We've been around for 54 years. Our longest running program is our GW Ride Connect program, who just hit 50 years. And so they've been offering carpool assistance for a very long time to help with congestion. We've been running FAMPO, we've been running the Region 6 Go Virginia projects out of our office, which helps with economic development. We've just now gotten into housing. But a lot of these, it starts with a conversation about having a conversation, turns into a strategic conversation, and then builds forward to working and collaborating together to actually make things happen. And it doesn't happen overnight. I think that's the one thing that I want to be very truthful with, which is most of the work that we do takes a long time. But even having folks agree to come to the table, collaborate, put differences aside, but work together to make change, even on small incremental levels, is really what we're pushing for.
Yeah, and that like continuum of, you know, having the conversation, getting people's buy-in, really bringing that conversation to community members, not just, you know, elected officials or local government, involving people, like we were saying, with lived experience of those issues, and then finding ways to create pathways to solutions. How do we convene the right people in the room who are going to be able to move the issues forward in a way that is sustainable for communities? And that's exactly what our hope is for this second summit. You know, last year we really focused on the education piece, bringing that conversation to the community. Now we're really talking about solutions, and those solutions have come from the communities themselves.
And I don't know any of our localities who would say that they like to be told what to do from someone else, whether that be state or federal government. And so what I think I love about most of our work is it's locally grown. And so we put local needs, local issues into the work that we do. We'll take best practices. We'll take information back from higher levels. But in the end, it's about buy-in and what works for our communities. And so we're really here to support all of our localities at every level about what that looks like and what works for them.
The thing I remember from last year and hearing from some people that went to it was they talked about just the workshops and how that was, but even more so was just the seeing people and just kind of the networking and running into people maybe that you didn't even know even had an interest in this issue, and all of a sudden you strike up a conversation and you start seeing ways where you can work together.
Yeah, I think we learned a lot from our first one. We probably went way overboard. We had a lot of breakout sessions. We had 9 breakout sessions at the last one, and a keynote speaker, and a lunch plenary, and a everything. And so I think what we also heard is, can we slow down? Can we have a minute to think and process and develop together?
Yeah.
So we've pulled back. We only have 6 breakouts this year. We have a keynote. But really providing longer periods of time within each of those sessions for questions, for collaboration, for working together to say, we heard someone speak to us for an hour. Now what do we do with it? So I'm really excited about our programming for this year and just the amount of collaboration time that we've built into that experience.
I remember talking to probably both of you, but I just remember afterwards saying, you know, you were really excited about how it had gone. And you've mentioned it today, Sam, a couple of times about just how tired you were. That was the idea. To put on something like this, though, and I mean, especially last year, you just don't know. But then when it does happen, it's, you know, then when it works, it's just like, you know, we've got to do this again.
Unfortunately, I think we set the bar too high. And so,
we're kind of perfectionists a little bit.
Oh, I can see that.
Yeah, so we set the bar too high. And so at the end of it, I looked at Megan and was like, so it's got to be better next year?
We literally, like, after it was over, we were like, all right. So I guess next week we'll like start working on the next one. So, you know, it's a labor of love.
Well, it is, and you two particularly have been so. Sam, you and I have talked for the continuum of care when you came in a few years ago. Really, you were able to put all the everything you were able to kind of put a whole lot of things together to where the homeless, there are a lot of homeless services here, and you were able to kind of create an umbrella which included a homeless hotline and just some things that really were able to streamline things to that made it easier for the agencies and made it easier for the people.
Yeah, and I mean, I think at that point when I first started coming to talk about the continuum of care with you, we'd been 6 years in.
Right.
And so we're in year two of the Regional Housing Assembly, year two of the summit. And so I think we're just now starting to get momentum around, we could actually work together to make this happen. So I think we are really excited about continuing it, even though tiring at times. But we get excited about other people getting excited about the conversation.
Yeah, I think the networking piece, too, is always really cool to see as, like, you know, kind of the back-end organizers. When you see it be fruitful in that way, it's very rewarding, right? And we, you know, the Regional Housing Assembly does convene once a month at the George Washington Regional Commission. Those meetings are open to the public, and we encourage folks' participation. Sam mentioned the website earlier, gwregion.org. It has all the information for upcoming meetings and how you can get involved. But really, we're really excited about the networking opportunities for folks who maybe newer to the scene to come introduce themselves, you know, at the summit and meet lots of people. And the reception is just, you're getting so much for that $25. And being there at Frednat Stadium, we get to support a local, you know, organization that's done so much for our community too. And so we're really excited to have all those people have that time to decompress and network.
And I think the summit's just the start. Mm-hmm. Austin is our 9th AmeriCorps VISTA. And so he will be our last on affordable housing. But Austin is really focused on bringing awareness to all the work that we've been doing over the last 2 years. So there will be some bigger changes coming. Right now we're hosted on the GW Region website. Austin is building us a website and it looks beautiful. So as soon as we figure out the domain for that, we'll be able to launch that. That will host information about everything for the Regional Housing Assembly, everything for the summit, all information about any affordable housing initiatives happening in our community. So again, mirroring that Fredericksburg COC website about homeless services, how can we do that for affordable housing as well?
Well, and the Regional Housing Assembly is something that probably we should talk more about because it's starting to play a bigger and bigger role in what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've gotten more and more interest. You know, we've seen all different stakeholders attending those meetings. We've started, having guest speakers come in from various, like, pieces of what affordable housing is. I think Sam mentioned earlier, it's just a really wide range of participants and people that are involved in that conversation, everything from the local governments and staff, builders, developers, realtors, nonprofits, right? And it truly is a collaborative approach. And there's so much to learn from all of those various sectors of what makes affordable housing attainable or not. What are the barriers? How do we work collectively to address those barriers in a way that doesn't have really negative downstream effects for communities? And so it really is a lot of people convening around a table to talk about an issue that's not always easy, right? There's a lot of different perspectives, and that comes with discussions that bring up a lot of different elements of that conversation. But to Sam's point about really having the conversation and introducing that, it's great to see so many different stakeholders at the table to really discuss those issues.
And sometimes some of the stakeholders are people you don't even expect. I know with the continuum of care, hearing that and seeing like the social workers with Spotsylvania County Schools, people that you don't necessarily think right away, and then you think, oh, there is a... This is an important issue for everyone.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think it really demonstrates how widespread the need is when you see all of the people that are at the table. And I think that's an excellent point. A lot of times it's groups or entities or people that you wouldn't even know. And I think that goes for folks that are working in the space. It certainly also goes for folks that are being impacted by the issues. And you brought up the ALICE numbers earlier in United Way, and more people are really feeling the impact of that economic difficulty. And as those rents increase, as those mortgages increase, right, you have so many effects of that. And it's, you know, most people are just one unexpected cost away from a real crisis situation.
Yeah. Megan Samples, Sam Shukasin, Austin Pajic here this morning from the Fredericksburg Regional Continuum of Care, the George Washington Regional Commission. We'll tell you again how you can get hooked up with the summit, the housing summit, when we wrap it up and we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Second Annual Regional Housing Summit, Building Communities Together. It'll be on the 24th of October. October 24th, and Sam Shukas with the George Washington Regional Commission. If I want to go, how do I get tickets?
So you can go on our website at gwregion.org, and under Community Housing and Community Health, you'll see the summit link. There's a big link for our Eventbrite for getting tickets.
Tickets are $25, but if
$25,
that's a problem.
There is a free code, so folks are able to use Housing 2024 if the cost of $25 will burden you from coming. So we want to offer that to anyone who needs that.
Megan Samples, it'll be interesting to see what comes out of this and what you take away from it, because I know last year you were surprised at just how well it went and things that came out, and especially because this is sort of action oriented.
Oh yeah, we're really excited to see what types of solutions folks are talking about and how we can learn the lessons. We really tried to bring in speakers that are doing successful work in other communities that are similar in structure to our regional communities. So we're excited to see how our community really takes those things and applies them in a way that's really tangible.
Austin Patrick, you've only been here just a little bit of time, and we'll be here for a year. I would just think with all, you've got some, not only some skill sets that will help the whole regional housing assembly, but just the George Washington Regional Commission too, and just being a young person, being able to say, no, yeah, this is what it's like, or no, it's not like that.
Yeah, I hope to provide a new perspective for them. I think that's in part why they brought me in, was because I have a kind of unique background in housing, and it's something I'm really dedicated to, and I hope I can bring a fresh new perspective to the region and help out long term.
Sam, for the continuum of care and just this region and just this issue, and Megan had talked about it too, if you're interested in this kind of thing, reach out, get involved.
Yeah, as always, we are always looking for new voices in our room. Every single meeting that is hosted in some way by the George Washington Regional Commission is open to the public. All of those meetings are on our website, so you can find all the information there. For a continuum of care, we do have a separate website. It's fredericksburgcoc.org, and all of that is there. We are also always posting reminders for meetings and for how you can get involved, information about the summit, up-to-date information from the Facebook page. GWRC does have their own Facebook page and Instagram, LinkedIn, and X. So there's lots of ways to get connected with us in any of our programs.
This has sort of been like GWRC Appreciation Week, because you all have been in here today. Chip was in here the other day, and so it's been, you mentioned it, there's it's a great staff, and you all do just really good work, and it will really be interesting to see again what comes out of this, because I think this kind of thing really did jumpstart a whole lot of conversations, and especially now with looking at solutions. So October the 24th, go to GWRC
GWregion.org.
GWregion.org. I didn't look right. GWregion.org. And now you can sign up there. Sam Shukas, Megan Samples, and Austin Padgett, thank you all for coming in. We'll talk soon.
Thanks for having
me. Thank you so much.
That's it. Thanks for listening. See you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.